Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about our good friend Ellen Rohr being back on the show. Ellen, ladies and gentlemen, buckle your seatbelts. Yes, buckle your seatbelts. Pull them tight. Ellen's in the building. She's the bare bones biz lady. She's is everywhere. She is the author of all the bare bones books, Weekend Biz Plan, Bare Bones Biz Plan. I mean, just so many of them. I can't carry them all in here. And she's our good friend, Ellen Rohr. Welcome back to the show.
Hey! I love that. I love that little promo. He didn't let it go to his head. Woo!
That's right. Hey, folks, Ellen, as you can tell, is, as I say, is a force. And she's a real-life small business owner. She's been to the well and dug herself out. She knows what it's like to have gone down and gotten herself back out. So whatever she says, whatever she has to say is rubber meets the road stuff, and that's the reason we like to have her here. Ellen, you've got an uncomplicating message today, don't you?
I do. I love to make business simpler. We tend to make it fancy, and I'm always looking for the few true north principles that are going to simplify everything and help us get more done. I love it when I find something that, with a little bit of effort, gives me a ton of return. And so I comb through business practices in my own businesses, and when I admire and study others, and look for those few things that will make all the difference. And today, we're going to talk about, oh, it's almost a swear word. Are you ready for this one? Meetings. We're going to talk about meetings.
Oh, do your worst.
Do your worst. See, this is the thing. People hate meetings. And it's funny, because if I go to visit a company and I go, what's wrong with this company? You know, what's right with this company? What's wrong with this company? I always talk to the employees, because they'll fix everything for you if you talk to them. And I find that they say, well, we don't communicate. Left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing. And then, almost in the same breath, they'll say, and it's just nothing but meetings. And I'm thinking, well, there's a disconnect here.
I don't understand how people in corporate America get anything done.
Well,
their calendars are opened up to the world. People are scheduling them for meetings that they don't even know half the time.
Well, the meetings are great, because let's look at what a meeting is supposed to be. A meeting is an opportunity to communicate, to talk to the people that are involved in a project or in an area of your business, and to commit to getting things done and then check on that progress. So what often happens is that the meeting is terrible. Meetings are awful, and that's why people hate them. But the need for meetings are there. And Jim, you know that as an executive, ultimately, your life is a life of meetings.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're not doing the work yourself. You're engaging and inspiring and nurturing and mentoring and helping get rocks out of the road for the people who are making things happen at your organization. Ultimately, the leader's job is to paint the picture, set the vision, take the financial responsibility, and then to delegate.
And one way to uncomplicate meetings in your business is for you not to run all of them.
Ding, ding, ding. Not to have all the answers, not to come down like most.
Maybe not even attend most of them.
You don't have to attend all of them. You have to attend the meetings that make sense for you to be there. And you do need to teach meeting basics throughout the organization. So for starters, you will, depending on the size of your company, but in your circle of influence, if your meetings are terrible, your job is to get them better. And we're going to give a few tips for how to do this. But let's talk about distractions. This is where we need a meeting for. What do we need a meeting for? Have you ever walked into the office and been jumped by the bookkeeper? And the bookkeeper, what's this check for? I can't read your writing.
Well, the bookkeeper says, the banker's on the phone. We're out of money.
Well, and that may be. Okay, so when you get that kind of distraction, my encouragement is to pause, think for a moment. Is this something to do with me? If the bookkeeper says, you know, Susie down the block is having a really hard time with her UPS man. I'm going to just time out on that whole conversation. That has nothing to do with me. Mm-hmm. I'm not interested. I won't even respond. I may smile politely. So you, if when you're getting interrupted, the first thing you're going to ask is this anything I need to get involved in? And if you don't, then don't get involved and save yourself some time. But suppose you do need to get involved, and suppose the next question is, or the next thing out of her mouth is, it's the banker and it's on the phone. The next question for yourself is, do I have to handle this right this second, or is this something that could wait for a meeting or wait for another time? See, distractions will suck every minute out of your day. The got a minute, the interruption, those things will suck the time out. But if you have meetings scheduled, then you can defer to the meeting and condense the
And cover it when you get there. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back with our good friend Adam Rohr and talk some more about how to uncomplicate your life, especially meetings. 2010, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.